Ghostbusters Resurrection is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
You guys were in Munich. You had just gotten the Geist 2, which is the H1 Hummer.
Okay, real quick, can you look around and see if we have anything even that you could crudely, like crappy cell phones or whatever, just something that you could attach a camera or recording device to our Ecto goggles?
Yeah, I guess I can see.
Because we talked about that.
Yeah, like give me engineering. I'll say that you see a way. Like, you think, yeah, if we just take like an old smartphone, take it apart, use the very small inner lens, sort of like mount it right in the middle, like right above. It'll basically just be like a cell phone recording, so it won't pick up anything that's invisible or night vision.
Right.
But if there's like a visible ghost, yeah, you could totally do that.
Okay.
And it could even, with a little speaker next to it, it could probably record sound too. If you wanted to try and build one, sure. That would be very difficult, but if you can do it, I'll allow it.
Yay! That's 27, 30.
Wow, 30! Actually, you build one.
Okay, great.
It's like, I mean, it's just one of those coincidences where the phone that they got, like just a random phone that was tossed away or whatever, that Occulta Veritas got you, it comes apart very easy. It's very small, very simple. You would just screw it in. You just drill a hole through the piece of the Ecto goggles that just is just rubber, like for the face, and just put a hole in there, put the lens in there, and hook it into like the little CCD chip that's already in the Ecto goggles, and you put a little SD card in there, and it'll record up to like an hour. So,
oh,
yeah.
Do you want those to be walls?
Use
the goggles more than anyone. I just want to, I mean, this is one of those, we could have recorded the picture and shown Mr. Book and seen if he recognized it.
Mm.
So, I mean, I think it's come up a couple times.
And not just for that, I mean, in future, we can like use it to proof things that we've seen.
Exactly, yeah. That's a really good idea too.
Like frame people for murder.
Just let me know if you want to start recording or whatever.
Alright, do we want Ralph in the back of the Geist?
That's a good question. What are you going to do with Ralph? Because he's still, like, locked away.
No, I think we could just leave him there, and we have people in Occulta Veritas, like, they can ask him questions if they need to, but we'll call up and ask him questions every once in a while.
You just leave him in Munich?
That was just my idea. I don't know. If you guys want to blast him, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, but, like, I figured, you know, he might know something that'll come up later.
You want to leave him alive for now?
Yes, and secure. Alive and secure.
Okay, he'll be in that little panic room, really, so...
Yeah, that's true, okay.
Panicking all the time.
He can panic in there all
the time. And I mean, like, the vampire seemed to... I mean, at least the one that LaForge wrestled with was obviously stronger, but not, like, gonna tear
your arm off
or
a wall down, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah, it's true, yeah. Okay, you're gonna leave him there, then you guys are off. You're gonna go with the five of you and Tobin. Who's gonna ride in which car?
I'm not the only one that Briggs isn't driving.
Yeah.
I'm in Geist 1.
The van?
Yeah, I'll take the van.
Now, can we spend a couple minutes? Because the only time we've ever been where we had to use the equipment, he was chasing us in a high speed. Can I, like, spend a couple minutes
familiarizing yourself?
Yeah, with the controls and
stuff. Yeah. It's pretty simple. Like, if you're checking out the van and the Hummer, I'm guessing.
You roll a ghost, you hit the ejection seat.
Without opening the ceiling.
They're both pretty similar. The Hummer does have like a turret that you can actually open up the roof and stand in that would shoot a proton beam and boson darts. It can switch over to shoot slime, a tether as well, but there's no net because you guys basically patented the net thing. It doesn't have a dark matter generator or anything else on it like that, but it can fire like multiple bosons, pretty heavy.
Whereas the Geist 2 has like the turret,
yeah,
which is more like direct control, I guess.
Yeah, hands-on.
The Geist 1 was more kind of internal control.
Yeah.
Like, it still had some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Main reason is that if Dumbass here goes nuts, I want to be able to tether the back of the the Geist 2.
We'll say, unless anybody says they want to specifically ride with Adam.
I'll ride with Briggs.
So you can also make sure Tobin rides with him so he won't do anything crazy.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
And that I'll ride with.
The van? Oh, so you can ride with Tobin, so it's going to be...
So nobody will do anything back to Tobin.
What? I haven't done anything crazy with a car
now
in a long time.
Now you've got Nina and Tobin in the car.
Yeah, you're overdue.
again, it's a 4-hour trip, so it's just kind of annoying or whatever. What, do you know time you guys are going to leave? I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be in the morning-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The earlier the better.
The GPS that was inside the Geist 2 said that the last location in Vienna was at the United Nations office building.
That's right.
So I'm assuming you're going to want to go there, but if you guys wanted to do anything else once you get there, that's up to you guys. But the ride there is uneventful. Just, it's normal. You get there around midday.
Of course, nothing attacks us in vehicles when we're armed.
Of course.
That's not true. That was the Spectral Voyager, but that was, you know.
Yeah.
Does the Cult of Veritas have a safe house in
Vienna?
In Vienna?
Yeah, they got one. It's like, do you want to stop at the safe house first?
I think it'd be...
Just to check in or whatever?
Just check in, just get situated there, then we'll head to the UN place.
Okay, then you can. It'll be like a simple situation. It'll be just like a, seems like a really fancy house, except there's like an underground garage and everything else, and there's people in suits that are waiting.
Yeah, and we're still, there aren't a lot of Ghostbusters, so they're probably pretty welcoming.
So as far as Europe goes, the International Ghostbusters were the only Ghostbusters. And now they're seeing you guys. They know you're coming. Like, they know about you. Like, your buddies are the Cult of Veritas back in the States. So it's, they're cool with you guys. But they'll let you guys in. You have free run of the place just like you did back in Munich.
So, do you guys have any of those little sausages?
Then I said, we'll get you some.
That would be the number one.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be...
Coffee.
Do you guys want to
is
take...
coffee in Vienna good?
Both. It's the best.
Okay. Then
all right. Yeah. Sausages and coffee.
Sounds awful.
That's a terrible combination.
Really? I think that sounds great.
I mean, if it's for breakfast, like with eggs.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
But they don't. Dude, I'm with you. Like that for breakfast.
I don't know. I wouldn't. I don't like coffee. So
I don't like it at all.
Viennese sausages are like hot dogs there. Like different.
Hot dog and coffee is a little here. So do you guys want to head out to the UN? Do you want to take the Geist 1 or the Geist 2?
Geist 2.
Nina is going to be busy. Because we're going to be at the UN.
Well, the two official languages, the two working languages of the UN are English and French. So you guys should be fine.
Do we have any name of anybody who we might be meeting there at the UN?
You got the mighty internet.
we call the American ambassador and tell him we need to get in there because we're helping the International Ghostbusters.
Okay, so you're going to do a quick wiki search and find out who's like
who's our ambassador? Yeah.
Okay. The U.S. ambassador for there, his name is Gordon Meadows. In actuality, this branch of the UN does all the rules about atomic energy. And he's part of that program.
We'll call him. I mean...
Yeah, well, there's no bluffing happening. Like, let's call him.
You're right, but we don't really need to bluff.
He's in. So, the secretary will be like, oh, yeah, you want to make an appointment, or you want to speak directly to him now? He's a little busy, but...
Can we speak to him now just to see if we may be able to get in? If not, we'll make
an
appointment.
She says, I'll forward you. So, you have him on the phone.
Oh.
Just like,
considering I always fail these conversations, I just want to let him know that we're the Ghostbusters and we're looking for the International Ghostbusters. The last location was here, and we're hoping if you guys have any record, or if there's something that they left, or if we can get in just to maybe do an investigation just to see what we can find, because it's pretty important that we find them.
He says, yeah, they were here. I actually spoke with them. Just when you get up to the gate, I'll put in a pass for you guys. Just tell them that you're here to see me, and they'll let you in.
Okay, great.
So he clears it.
Did a good job, Adam.
Yeah.
That's how you handle phone calls.
Yeah, so sure enough, you guys drive up. You mention his name. They let you in just fine. He'll come out and actually meet you guys. You can park in, their parking structure. He has, a secretary come out and meet you guys. We'll take you up to his office, even. So, I mean, are you going with... full equipment and everything, or how you do it?
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, even if it's just for the sake of investigations, I mean, that's the whole reason we're here.
So she'll lead you up to Ambassador Meadows' office, and he'll be there. He'll greet you guys. You can guys come in and sit down. I mean, I don't know if there's enough chairs for everybody, but he's more than willing to talk to you. So
cool. So we tell him about the International Ghostbusters. We tell him about... a truncated version of the story of where we've been looking for them, and now we're closer than we've ever been. What can he tell us?
He says that they were here just a couple of days ago. They felt it was very important that they wouldn't tell me a lot of details about what they were working on or what they were on to, but they did feel that there may have been some danger here to some of the other ambassadors and other people who work here at the UN. He was able to give them a tour. Were they able to go around? They wanted to investigate the building. They went and did that. They said they were going to go back to their hotel and then report to him the next day. And he just hasn't heard from them since. He assumed that maybe things were okay because if they didn't say anything.
Did he ever receive any phone calls from that hotel that would give a call log or an address where that hotel was?
No. Okay. No, because he says he just didn't hear from them. So.
And was he the only person they visited at the UM?
As far as he knows, he's the only one that he spoke directly to. But he says maybe when they're on their tour, they could have talked to anybody they wanted. Okay. Because they were, the International Ghostbusters were internationally recognized because, you know, the UN, like, we all agreed, you know, they're being paid a certain amount from each country. They're going to basically take care of any ghost problems for, you know, for many of these countries. That didn't apply to us because we're the United States, but still, I was very aware
just
of that.
Just for the European Union.
Yeah, exactly. So, but they did talk to me, and I'm the one who got them the tour. They were very nervous, they were very worried, but they felt like they couldn't say a lot in fear of other people listening and being aware of what they were doing.
Other people at the UN.
They made it seem that way, yes.
And what did they need you for again?
I'm the one who just basically gave them clearance to come in.
Okay, so they were doing an investigation.
They were investigating here. They wouldn't tell me for what. They wouldn't tell me any of the details. They just said it was of the utmost importance.
Like, would he mind giving us similar clearance?
He says, yeah, I can schedule like a tour guide to come give you guys a tour to take a look around.
He try and find the same tour guide?
He says, I wouldn't know the name of the exact same person, but I'll just ask for whoever gave it to them the last time. Okay.
Question, would it make sense to PKE the UN building where we are?
Yeah. Okay. Is she the only one with PKE?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
She's the one with high brains and isn't Briggs. Make sure you point it away from him. 17 and it goes.
Now class 8? What?
Well, you sweep the room. Briggs is still a class 6. No, very strong class 6. This room, there's trace amounts.
Oh, interesting.
You're not really sure if it's just the entire building or if it's just this room, but you're picking up trace amounts of PKE. Small, but there. You're gonna check it out with the goggles?
Yeah, I'm gonna have a look around. 39.
God damn. All right. So you look around. There are spots in the room that glow like handprints. Seems like where someone would...
Briggs, quit leaning against stuff.
nothing like on the ceiling or anything crazy like that,
on
but
the
like
floor.
As if someone who came into this room had an effect. Like someone who came in this room may have been had psychokinetically charged energy about them. Maybe they weren't human. You're not sure, but you're seeing like glasses to hold water and stuff. Like they're there. Like on like the doorknob, get in and out of a seat.
If I look at the ambassador, he's not glowing.
He appears to have some glowing on his hands, but you don't know if that's like from hand shaking or if it's from him. It doesn't seem to be from him because
it's on his seat, like on the armchair.
No, that's not on his seat. No,
okay. But it's like,
how recent does it appear? Can you tell that?
Oh, yeah.
It's not like fresh like today, but it's like it's around. Someone was in here so like casually.
It could have been a couple days ago.
It could have been.
Can we ask him about whether he would be able to inform us about his previous appointments for this week?
Prior to the Ghostbusters.
Prior to the Ghostbusters? Well, yeah. I'll have my secretary look it up and give you guys a list.
If I compare my hand to the handprints, is it human shaped? Is it larger, smaller?
Human-sized, but you can't, there's nothing else you can really tell.
It's got
from
a ghost gorilla.
That is weird to you, because you haven't seen something like that.
Well, you should be able to tell from a handprint whether it's at least whether it's male or female or adult.
It would appear to be male.
Okay.
Like a male adult. So yeah, do you want to check out the list first, or do you want to check out the tour?
Check out the list first, because that's easier, and we can just do the tour after that.
Okay, there's various people, there's representatives from several countries, like for lunch, very casual meetings, nothing that seemed like really serious or suspicious.
Anything after sundown?
No, nothing after work hours. It's a good question, but nothing after work hours yet.
What are the various other people like? I mean, are they people that work in this building?
It would appear so, because they mostly have all official titles.
Any of the handprints, I mean, are some of the, or is there at least one that's like clear? I mean, obviously enough that he's been looking at it. Would he notice anything that would look like... No, I'm looking for rings.
Like rings, jewelry.
A brighter spot, like
right.
on like where the ring finger would be?
I'll say that there is a spot, like on a desk where someone just casually just sort of like leaned on it. That's like probably the clearest handprint. If you were looking for a ring, you would say that yeah, there was a ring on this finger.
Now, is it there was a ring on this finger because it interrupted the energy, so there's a blank spot, or is it like a brighter spot?
In this case, it's just a blank spot. It's not a brighter spot.
So, which finger? Is it ring finger, middle finger, index finger?
Ring finger.
Okay.
This is like the most legit detective work we've actually ever done.
Yeah. Like just sitting there. And really, all it is Mike. like,
Mike, do this.
It's like all we have to know is this for fingerprints and things like that.
Out of curiosity, after we take our tour, is it possible before everyone goes over there to call the people that you've met with this week back into your office? Like, can you just make it something that's really...
I can't guarantee that they would be here, but we'll discuss that when you get back.
How about a little easier? Can we just get a dossier on each?
Okay.
That would be.
He says I'll try and get the necessary paperwork for you guys. But if you want to take the tour, you're ready to go with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you'll have box. Yeah, you'll have just a nice young lady who comes up and is just gonna be your tour guide, and she just, you know, she's like Babs the tour guide, basically just gives you this the stereotypical tour of telling you the history of the UN, the building here, and why it was built, and all the different functions it serves. Taking you on like the long walk going outside around this big round fountain into the different buildings, then like a little place where you can overlook where they eventually are going to be meeting and stuff like that.
While we're walking, do you want to just do a
keep sweeping?
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
No,
I'm recording the tour.
I just got the actual goggles on too because it's one funny part of the party. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Several spots along the tour, you pick up some readings that look like people that something has been here. It would match sort of what Wall was seeing, that something has come through. It's not like the building is glowing. It doesn't seem like the building has an energy, but a strong presence has sort of come through. And when you get into the main meeting area, that's the strongest place. It doesn't register as a class level because nothing here is haunted, but the presence has come through here specifically.
I ask our tour guide where the ambassador from Transylvania sits.
Do you want to ask about any specific countries or anything like
Latvia,
that?
Latvia, yeah.
Do any of the is there a meeting room? Any of the seats, are they? Do they have prints on them or?
You gotta give me a C. All
right.
Because you are kind of like up and above where the meetings would be, so it'd be a little difficult.
31.
Pretty good roll.
I'm using hey guys, you guys have a Zoom function?
Do they?
Yeah, you're up there, and you're looking down. You see some handprints around several of the countries, but all in one area, mostly surrounding, looks like Slovakia. Maybe not centered there, but just like it's definitely there in a couple of the countries around. Maybe Hungary, Slovakia, okay. Definitely Austria, Germany, specifically, definitely those. But further than that, you really can't tell.
I'm going to make an occult roll, because I don't actually remember the castle that Vladimir Tepes was taken to the dungeons, if it's in any of those countries.
Well, you would know, but I don't. So let's
because he was like the leader of what is now Romania.
Your occult knowledge wouldn't let you know. Oh yeah, Vlad was in prison here or whatever. But it, yeah, and I'll just say it's in Hungary because that's where it looks like he was.
Yeah, okay. Hungary. And there's some vampire occultism based around these areas. So
in them, their hills.
Yeah,
yeah. The tour is basically to come to an end. She's taking you around, giving you a lot of useless information as far as you guys are concerned, as far as the case goes. But is there anything you would like to go over?
This man who came through that you gave the tour to, you tell us anything about him?
He wasn't circumcised.
But the she's the one who gave the tour to the International Ghostbusters, so you know.
Okay, but we'll ask if she'd given this tour to a single individual recently.
Maybe like a month ago, there was like maybe one guy.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What can you tell us about him?
He was funny looking.
Funny looking how?
A little silly looking.
I guess just sort of funny dressed, you know, like didn't really, you know.
In a general kind of way.
Yeah, yeah. An attractive guy is an attractive guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Clown yeah. face giant hair.
Yeah. Yeah. What time during the day did he show?
Late afternoon.
Do you recall where he was from? Did he have a pin on telling you what country he was from?
No, he didn't say. I just finished giving a group tour, and it was like the end of the day. He just wanted a quick tour, so I just took him around.
Okay, and have you seen him since?
I haven't seen him since. No, I don't work every day though. This is like volunteer.
He would have had to have registered when he came in. Is there any way to get the records from that day?
Oh, security cams.
It was like a month ago. She couldn't even remember the exact day.
So they have to keep records of that kind of stuff.
So let's go to their tourism department and check out the records of when a tour was given and a group of how large, and see if there's one.
Or just look for a group versus one guy.
I'll have copies of their security footage.
Okay, yeah. She'll take you there, and I'll just say that, you guys get there, they're going to bring out the books, you guys can start looking through. Everyone give me a standard brains.
I might as well, it's clearly surpassed me in my only good trait.
Nina finds a single person who took a tour. The name that they gave is Jonathan Smithy, which sounds
legit, totally legit.
Smithy,
yeah.
Fishy, yeah.
You can see the time and everything and the date if you want to try and pull it up. Look at
let's do that
because I'm assuming that was your goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
They pull up like a little burned DVD that has the security footage. They slap it in and they cue it up to the right time or whatever, where this according to where this they booked a tour or whatever.
He's just walking around like this.
Blade. Blade.
I'll say.
Oh yeah, Ralph.
you see the tour guide drop, just like circle around after she did her tour. She's bringing back a group. You see her talking at the tour desk mm-hmm. with some of the other people, and then you see her walk off by herself, doing the tour, seemingly by herself, talking to herself.
Well, I mean, if vampires don't have a reflection, they wouldn't register on the camera either.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's what we're hoping.
Yeah,
okay. I'd like to get her. Can I get her back?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna show her the video. We found the records when you went on the tour with one man. And this is the video of the tour. Let me show it to her.
She's a little freaked out. She doesn't understand. Like,
let's say, so we have a question. If there's anything else that you can remember about this gentleman, anything at all, even just slight stuff, it would help us a lot.
He didn't speak a lot. He had an accent that sounded Slavic, but he barely talked. You know,
did he count a lot? So did he have a title that you remember?
No, he didn't even address his name to her. That's why, you know, she couldn't even remember.
Did he show any particular interest in anything?
The main gathering area for the commerce room. Yeah, like the main room definitely was in there for a while.
Okay, thank you. let's look up the information on the.
You want to go back?
Romanian, Hungarian, Slovakian. And maybe, you know what, he is an ambassador.
He can arrange a meeting.
He can be our envoy to interview them.
Okay, well, do you want to go back to his office first?
Yeah.
Okay, and what would you like him to do?
We want him to arrange meetings with them on our behalf.
He'll give you the information on them and everything. He'll try and set up these. I do want to let you know that it might be difficult to try and get a meeting with them today because tonight there's like this big gala event that they're going to be having.
Really?
How hard is it to get into that event?
Pretty hard. I mean,
we are.
What kind of bands are playing?
We've heard.
We
know.
We heard some people might be in need of goo.
Have you ever heard of the Goo Man Group?
Heard of them? Twitter's been blowing up about them all day.
It's like best night of my life. I barely remember it. Oh my god, those guys were amazing.
He said like there's the only live music that they were gonna have planned was like, you know, like a small piece orchestra, you know. But
how tough is it? How many guests are allowed in there? Are there guests who are not members of the UN that are allowed in?
Not typically. It would have to be very special circumstance.
Like what?
He said, well, I know some of the civilians that we're gonna have. Are going to be like the wives or husbands of some of the representatives, maybe some of the children. We're basically going to try to get every ambassador and every UN official there was the idea.
What about the press?
The press wasn't going to be in. The press could be outside, but it really wasn't. It really wasn't. This isn't like for the press. This is more of just like a thing for the ambassadors. Just sort of like
well,
once a year.
What
thing.
If
is it going to be a buffet or will there be catering?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. I'm invited to go. I don't know how they're
saying. We need to get in there because the European Ghostbusters are missing and time is of the essence. We just need to speak with these people.
Based on their disappearance and the fact that the European Ghostbusters, International Ghostbusters were investigating previously, we have reason to believe that this situation could escalate to putting ambassadors in danger. We would like to volunteer ourselves as some form of protection for this event.
I'm not in any high seating where I could send out the invites or anything. I would recommend you guys try and go through either the security channel or if you know somebody who has another tie to the UN of any kind, they might be able to help you. I mean, most of you guys would probably remember because it was only like yesterday. You do remember that Karsten, the artist,
yeah,
he was making that sculpture for the UN.
Yeah, cool. So we can do that, and we could just show up as the Ghostbusters, but not being in our official capacity.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, would that be?
We'd be able to bring our gear.
Yeah. You would be. Yeah. I mean.
Okay.
They wouldn't.
Well, except we're talking to the security right now.
Exactly.
And so we understand why we would want it.
And they're taking themselves very seriously. And if they just saw a tape with nothing going on, and the International Ghostbusters, who they already knew about, are missing, and you're like. Some serious stuff's about to go down. It's their job to be like,
Yeah.
But also, the ambassadors for, we just said it was Hungary, Slovakia, and Romania, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Germany too.
We say, hey, can you do us a favor in the meantime and just give us a list of meetings and happenings surrounding those ambassadors?
Okay.
It'll take a while, but I just, like...
They'll look through and see if anything that correlates, like if it is anything that connects it. In the meantime, you will talk to the secretary. We'll bring up all the information based on who's been visiting the U.S. Ambassador, and if you want information, dossiers on the other ambassadors from those other countries. You get the photo and like a little bit of the background information. You can also look online. Nothing really sticks out just yet. You can start looking at comparing all of these notes. One name that is on all of theirs on different days, but it's weird that it's like in the same, like within the same several days. It just says he's listed as a guest and representative of Slovakia, and his name is Leonardo Danekis. If you bring this up to the U.S. ambassador, he's like, that is a little weird, because if he's not official, I assumed that maybe he just like worked back in Slovakia.
So, you know? Okay, if he remembers meeting him, I'm going to describe the vampire to him, the one mm-hmm. that we met in the sewers. Does it fit the description?
He says he doesn't. He says he doesn't know. But you're getting a little. You're not sure if he's like really remembering, if he just doesn't want to remember. You're getting a weird vibe from him. If he's like I don't think I know what you mean.
All right, let's call Carson.
Okay, yeah. If you get a hold of him, he's just like, yeah. You know, I already arranged that. I had another sculpture that I made a few years ago that would act as a good replacement. I already let them know that I was unable to finish it, and that I gave him my sincerest apologies. But Nina's going to be translating this, of course. The sculpture that was like from years ago, it's going to show up. It's just like a globe. It's nothing, you know, whatever. But it's just...
It sucks. It's good enough for you.
Yeah. But that's basically how he feels. You know, he's just like, you know, the one that he was supposed to build, that he never even got around to designing because the nightmares was just too much. But there will be a sculpture there that he made.
While I've got him on the phone, because mm-hmm. it's something I didn't look for when I was there,
mm-hmm.
Because the figure, mm-hmm. the statue that he was from like the chest up, not complete, correct?
Right, right.
Did the statue have a ring on?
He says no.
Okay.
Okay, and you haven't gotten any further.
You see me trying to search for this ring thing.
He says no.
and
he hasn't been sleeping there. You got him on the cell phone. He's not.
Yeah, and you haven't been having nightmares separately.
When he's away?
Yeah.
No. He's been doing okay.
He's like, well, hey, well, can you do us a favor when you get a chance? Go back there and see if you're still having the same creepy vibe.
He says, I get a creepy vibe just thinking about it. But if you really want him to, he'll go check it out.
I think we may have solved your problem in that area, but we're not certain. So if you could maybe spend a night there, let us know if you have any nightmares.
Okay, he'll let you know next time you call.
Okay. How
if he's not going to the
event, never seen again.
Can we
yeah.
go in your stead? He was taking
the whole reason we called.
He says, yeah, they gave me a pass, and they gave me a pass, and I can have as many, I can have a few plus ones, because they wanted family, friends, and that sort of thing. So I can get you guys a couple, yeah.
Cool, and sure. we can be the guys who are bringing in the statue then, right? So
it's already delivered, but you know, you'll just go under my name, and that's fine.
Cool.
So he'll set that up for you, and that'll be fine.
Guess we get to suit up again. I mean, literally suit up.
You know what? I think I'm with you. I think we shouldn't dress up as the Ghostbusters. I think we should be in official capacity, because I think if there are people who are involved and try to strike up conversation with them, they're going to stonewall us as the Ghostbusters. I'm going to keep just my gloves in my inside jacket pocket.
I'm just saying, it's really hard to have fame as a goal when everywhere we go we have to be incognito.
Well, afterwards you can just be like, and we were the Ghostbusters the whole time!
Can I wear like a long evening dress and sort of strap the pre-K meter to my leg or something like that?
Why not?
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
You guys gonna dress up formally for the gala?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. I'll say you're gonna head back to like the hideout, Cult of Veritas hideout. Go ahead and pick what you want to take with you, and let's figure out how you're gonna. Not really sneak it in, but just have it be ready and not make it conspicuous.
I think the same gear choices we already have.
Yeah. We'll just like keep it in the car and stuff. Yeah. I think I can hide a walkie-talkie on me.
But there's no way to.
Paul can hide the.
And I can hide my gloves in my in my jacket pocket.
Poole could hide the proton pistol, I think, like under like a cummerbund. And
we can get security. Right. We can let security.
If you guys come in, like you guys walk up, all dressed, just all snazzy and everything. You got the ecto, or sorry, the Geist II.
I could have a purse and I could put like ecto goggles in there.
You could, yeah. So I'll say, Nina, go ahead and grab the PKE and ecto goggles for sure that you're carrying on you.
I will give Nina a slime grenade to hide in the purse.
Okay, careful. And
I need to refresh my lipstick.
Drops the purse, and her purse just goes.
Like the Tasmanian devil when he eats dynamite.
Then he just like you hand the security here. You open that, please. You guys approach. You park the Geist II in the parking lot. It's pretty much out of sight. You really wouldn't find unless you're really looking for it. But you guys know where it is. It's fairly close by. And you head into the gala, like the sun's going down, and there's like ice sculptures, and there's like it's like around the big fountain area. Very outdoors.
I walk up to one of the ice sculptures and just pop its fingers off from the drink.
There's like a lot of buffet tables.
Chocolate fountain
from Germany, isn't it?
Bjorn says never gonna believe this.
But it's like there's
call him now.
Guess what we're doing?
Guess who we are?
A very impressive layout with hundreds of caterers, hundreds of waitstaff. It's a pretty big event. There's like a small orchestra playing, like on a race platform. A lot of dignitaries running around. Everyone's wearing, you know, got their badges and name tags and stuff like that on, so you can go around looking around. Nina's got her equipment. It's got some stuff in her purse. Everything else is in the car. You guys are set, so you can go on investigating.
I'm gonna go investigate the buffet table.
Like Scoo and I will look for clues in the kitchen. Wall spots the Hungarian ambassador. Josh spots the. I'll say you spot the Romanian one.
Okay.
Nina spots the Slovakian, and Briggs can spot the.
The other one.
What was the other one?
German.
Yeah, German. You can spot the
Czech.
Yeah. Okay. And Poole spots the rest of the buffet and some other cool, some other cool stuff. There's good stuff there. Do you guys like to approach them as a group or just one on one? How would you like to do this?
Approaching them as a group might be a little more intimidating.
I think one on one's easier.
It's okay. Five of us just. Hi.
Hello.
I'm gonna.
Would you guys like to scan before you approach?
Yeah, I'm gonna walk past Nina and just kind of like.
Can we just see
reach into her purse and take the goggles?
Okay, just yeah, she'll give you the goggles.
Just kind of like duck into a like a side
plant or whatever.
Or like yeah, something just like put them on real quick and scan through the crowd.
Okay.
Who's glowing, who's not?
Yeah. Briggs is definitely glowing, as always. He's like a beacon. He's like a ridiculous. You could spot him a mile away with
someone like,
step out of the way!
With the goggles, you just walk up to Briggs and go, hi sir, I'd like a moment of your time. And then you go, oh, god damn it.
There's like one guy who appears to be glowing, but you're not really sure if it's like rub off again. It's not really as strong as before. You are noticing almost like it, very far away. There's like a haze of ectoplasmic activity pretty far away, but it's like literally your entire field of view until it disappears behind like buildings. It's almost like you're surrounded by it.
It doesn't look residual. It looks like it's active.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will relay this information to everybody.
Mm-hmm. And Nina, were you going to PKE someone from far away, or are you
going to
just...
Oh, I was just going to PKE the Slovakian ambassador. I'm just going to
go ahead. Give me
him
that.
From far away before I approach him.
You're getting a reading on him. It's not very strong. It's like maybe a class 1, maybe a class 2. But you are picking up a reading in this direction. So I'll go with Josh. You want to approach the Hungarian?
Yeah. No, the Romanian.
Oh, the Romanian. I'm sorry. The Romanian. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the Romanian. And I basically just want to make him think that I'm an American investor and I'm interested in Romania.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right, yeah. So he's happy to talk to you. Yeah.
Talk to him, see if I get any weird vibes off of him.
No, not really. He seems pretty genuine.
I want to ask him. I was interested in maybe buying some land in Romania.
He's like, really?
Yeah.
An American investor wants to buy land? That's very excited now.
Do you know of any men who own castles in the area? Because
in Romania?
In Romania, yeah.
A lot of the parks department really owns a lot of stuff. It's like historical. I don't really know of anyone who owns private castles. At least ones not
besides
worth
myself.
Yeah, of course I.
he says, if you're looking for a castle, we have castles. You can buy one.
He says, well, I don't know if I'm that interested in purchasing him in yet, but I've always been interested in the history of Romania.
He's like, really?
Yeah. And I go into my occult knowledge about the legacy of Vladimir Tepes and how I read Dracula when I was a child and
That
kind of thing.
He's having a great conversation.
Cool. And then I was just
so
like,
he never talks to me at these things.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then I'm gonna try to veer off. There's a man who came here a while ago. I wish I could remember his name. It was Dinekis? Has he come to talk to you?
He says, I remember this guy. He was very nice. We just talked a little bit, just very casual, just wanted to get to know everybody here. He said he came, like, as a representative of Slovakia and maybe Hungary. A social thing. Just wanted to meet, shake hands, get to know everybody.
True, he didn't ask any weird questions or anything.
Nothing about me or the country, really. He wanted to confirm that I was the ambassador.
I only ask because we have similar interest in history. I know he's interested as well. I was wondering if he'd found out anything.
He says, well, he's one of the people who like helped sponsor the event tonight, so I'm sure he's around.
Oh, good. Do you see him? I've never actually met the man personally. Do you think you could introduce me?
If I spot him, I'll let you know.
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
So maximum amount of information.
Adam, do you want to approach the German?
Yeah, might as well. Yeah. I'm sure I won't be as good as Josh.
No, let's go for it.
I'm a Ghostbuster.
I may or may not kill
somebody who may or may not be friends of your... Shit. Let's start over. Hi.
Where is he? Is he looking at anything particular?
He's just like looking over the buffet, just chewing on some food.
I walk up and I just grab like a carrot or whatever and I just munch on it and I go, good buffet, huh?
Yeah, I'll just be like, yeah. It is good. Yeah.
And I go, like, how about that sculpture?
You mean the bronze one that you guys, the artist buddy?
Yeah.
He's that's very nice, yes.
It's like, do you know?
The artist who made the sculpture? Yeah. No, I don't. We did commission it through someone in Munich, but I wasn't aware. I never contacted the artist. But yes, it was an artist from Germany who did that. Yes.
Oh, good. Well, that's great news. I've heard a lot of things going on in and around this area. Stuff like almost supernatural. Have you heard anything?
In which area are you talking about?
Well, like, just around, you know, the centralized
Europe. In my pants.
Well, just around the central European area.
I know that we came together last year and funded the International Ghostbusters, but I personally am not aware of any of any happenings.
Okay, I mean, just see if you've heard anything. You've been here obviously longer than I, so just curious to know. Okay, well.
Those Ghostbusters are cool guys, though.
Yeah.
Right?
I heard they're really cool.
Have you seen their car?
One of them's amazing with the ladies.
Yeah.
Well, I also texted them that he helped sponsor the event, and he's probably here.
Okay.
And said, maybe Vampire from Sewer. Do not know. Lol.
Lol.
Lol, winky face.
Like a winky face with fangs.
Yeah.
You remember it because Ralph told you that guy's name. Mm-hmm. So you got—it's like you at least know his name and everything. He's not just
Ralph,
almost here.
Like,
Ralph, we gotta kill that guy.
Wait, Ralph told us his name was.
Yeah, don't you remember? Don't you remember? You said tell us his name.
Yeah.
It was like something Leos.
You remember that the vampire's name was Danik Leos.
Danik Leos.
And Leonardo Danekis.
Yeah. Okay.
Danik Leos. Oh, okay. So it's probably
him. Yeah, it's probably him.
Double winky face.
Einhorn is a man. So you guys are—is there anything else you guys want to do, or are you just gonna sort of hang back and just wait for something to happen?
I'll wait for an introduction.
Yeah, I assume that whoever's hosting.
I'll have a thing of garlic bread handy. I just want it.
Yeah, I'll say there's like it's small, it's like small trade. There's like different tables of different like things. You got like German food, you got some Italian food, you got some whatever. Not Italian food, you're gonna get some garlic bread.
Okay. Adam eats all of it.
Well, no.
Ass.
I don't want to, I want to be a polite, but I just want to nibble on just...
I'll say, so, maybe an hour goes by. Like, the sun has already been down, it's night, the fountains are still going on, like, the lights are all on outside. They say that, if you want to come inside to, like, the main meeting area where they would normally do their business or whatever, but now it's, like, it's just not for business. This is mostly just for socializing. Everyone can basically sit where they normally sit, but you can go across. This is basically also for, like, the friends and family to sort of mingle and get to know each other or whatever. So they're going to open the doors and everyone can head inside, and they're going to also bring meals out. This is just like the main course, basically, of like what everyone's going to have.
And Adam's filled up on bread.
I'm not. I was just a little, not
crazy.
The people start filing in. Of course, this is a good opportunity to put the goggles on and take a look. You're picking up signals inside the building, which look like individual people, individual things that are in there moving around.
I'll shoot a text to everyone. Multiple hot targets inside.
Okay.
I discreetly put on my gloves after texting back. It's like we may be on the verge of a large ectoplasmic event. Like so.
So who's going in and who's staying outside?
I'll go inside.
I'll go in.
I'll stay outside.
Mm-hmm. And I'm inside, but like at the door.
But are you going to go inside with the crowd?
Yeah.
I guess I should stay out with Mike because one person alone would probably be bad.
Yeah. I'm actually going to make my way back to the guys' home.
You mean the guys too?
Guys too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you want? You want to get some out of there?
I'm gonna grab my pack.
That's a pretty good idea.
Can you grab mine too?
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to usher everybody inside because they're gonna start the meal or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's like, sir, you're welcome to leave or stick around outside, but you need to be seated if you're gonna have a meal. So
how do we get all that equipment in there without anybody?
That's up to these two guys.
Since I've got my pistol, I'll go ahead and have a seat.
We can't bring the. We have to bring the gear discreetly because if we just walk in with it through the front door, it's gonna be like, well, there it is. We just should bring it in a back.
Well, if you want to go talk to the security and just tell them, hey, look, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
They already made it clear that they want to help.
Yeah. That's what I want to do. I think that's the best possible.
Okay, so while you guys are going inside, getting seated, getting situated, you guys are gonna go to the guys to pick up the equipment.
We have extra traps, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there going to be seating where we're going?
Yeah. It's like a big. You know, like how the UN would be set up, a big circular room.
Yeah.
All the table while facing each other and stuff. So wait staff starts moving in and around, dropping off food and stuff like that, and everyone's chilling. Seems pretty relaxed, but nice. And meanwhile, Adam and Wall outside, you're gonna head to the guys too. Yeah. What equipment are you gonna grab?
I'm gonna grab a ghost trap and a proton pack.
Okay. And Adam, what are you gonna get?
I've got, I guess, the goggles and then the dark matter generator.
Alright, you start making your way back. The three of you give me standard brains.
This is why I'm sitting next to you. Because I'm dumb as rocks.
Cool could not have rolled worse.
That's literally the worst roll I could have.
That may be the worst roll you've ever had.
Ten on a ghost.
Better than one on a ghost.
Yes, ten. Better. Or nine better.
What did Nina get?
10 times.
I get 11, 13.
Pool is just sort of like staring at the ceiling like, this is a really nice room. It's like how this looks. Like you kind of forgot the gravity of the situation. I'll say that Nina starts to notice that after the waitstaff like lays out all the trays and everything, and people are already eating and stuff like that, you notice that it's a little weird that the waitstaff is just sort of standing in the back of the room, just like they're lining, sort of like they're waiting. It's that they're not getting more stuff or like asking, checking on refills and stuff like that.
Can't imagine Mike and I who have dropped off the equipment, you know, an area that's easy to get to, but out of the way that where no one's going to see it. Can we just kind of like?
I'm sure that the security has like their own little room.
Yeah.
That they're kind of using.
Can we staying out of sight, just sneak in, and then I want to use my ecto goggles and just kind of look into the room, just staying out of sight.
Is there like an upstairs balcony maybe?
There is, like when you went on tour. Yes.
I'm gonna ask security to let us up to the balcony.
Yeah, okay, so I mean, you guys, I'll just say each of you have one security guy with you. And you're gonna go back to like the security hut to say, hey, we're going in.
Yeah.
When you get to the security hut, nobody's there.
Oh.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I start recording. Okay.
Uh-huh.
There are security guards in the main chamber though, correct?
You don't see any. You don't see any in the chamber.
Hmm. And I look back,
feel like we're losing allies.
You guys have got security. You have security with you.
Yeah.
He has one guy, and Briggs has one.
And they're obviously surprised.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Am I like, where is your team?
Tell them to load this stuff up now. Like, get recording.
Let's try
they'll know where things are.
They start getting on their walkie talkies. They're not getting a response from anybody.
Okay.
They're freaked out.
I'm gonna text Josh and Poole and Nina going, do we have a problem? Security's missing.
I'm gonna tell them to get the security cameras back up and running and recording, and then come with us, because they're carrying the extra packs.
So while you're there, get it up and running.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So the UN guards...
We got the derpy guards, didn't we?
They're not derpy. They're just like looking at this and they're like, look, this part wasn't really our job. We're just supposed to do the patrol or whatever, but... all of a sudden, the cables are even just gone.
Okay.
We just can't do it.
Then we need to make it. We need to get to the main.
Okay.
Meeting room.
So they're still carrying your guys' stuff. I'll say meanwhile inside the chamber or whatever. One ambassador just sort of gets up to like the main thing and he just does a speech of welcoming everybody here.
I'm gonna dial Wall.
Mm-hmm.
So that he can hear everything that's going on.
Okay.
And I'll just set my phone.
I'll just put it on speakerphone.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like welcoming everybody here, hoping everybody is enjoying the food or whatever. There's a special video presentation, and afterwards they're gonna serve dessert, and then we'll be able to mingle after that.
I get a hold of the slime grenade in my.
You got one, yeah.
In my purse, just be like, okay, I'm ready.
So at this point,
you press the button and look at me. And go, how long does this?
I'll say at this point, waitstaff closes the doors, the lights dim and a projector screen comes down and the movie just starts, and it just seems like a very generic film of just how the humans are really good. Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna be looking down.
It's like stock footage of kids smiling and kites flying and all that nonsense. Yeah. I'll say the three people, it's like, give me a brains. Alright, Nina's looking around and wait, what did you get, Josh?
13.
You're noticing the wait staff is like moving around. It sort of looks like they're like taking orders, like from people or whatever. But Nina's looking really carefully, and you're seeing that some of the wait staff is like grabbing some people, and they're trying to lead them out of the room.
When she tells me that, I pull up my phone, acting like I'm just like kind of nonchalantly holding it, and I say into the microphone, it looks like the wait staff is trying to lead people out of the room, don't you think? And I'm acting like I'm talking to the Romanian ambassador. It's like, you see this? Mm-hmm. Looks like they're trying to lead people out of the room.
I'm like, oh shit. Double time it.
Okay. How loud is it with this video playing?
It is a little loud. It is right, loud enough for everybody to hear.
I just flick on my pistol.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'll say, so anyway, cut to you guys outside with the security officers. They're freaked because they're like looking around. There's like, there's nobody here. Like no security guards are around, and they're just running with carrying the equipment that you guys are. You guys get to like one of the main main doorways, like to get down into the center there. Yeah. And you don't see any wait staff outside. You don't see anybody outside, but they're locked. I'm assuming you'd have your goggles on.
Yes.
Those hotspots that you were seeing, there's a ton of them inside the auditorium where this is.
And are two of those hotspots standing in front of the doors?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to move awkwardly, pissing everyone I'm walking past, and I just kind of like hold my glass up. I'm all like, too much.
okay.
And I'm going to move towards the back of the room. Okay. And
at the door that they're at.
Well, I don't know what door they're at, but I'm going to go towards a door and just say, hey, do you know where the restrooms are?
Yeah,
like,
I got you.
Just totally, I just wanted to get back there.
He firmly puts a hand on your chest and says, sit back down. It's more of an order than a request, is what it sounded like to you.
I'm gonna turn and start working my way towards my seat, but I'm taking my time.
All right, if there's anything, so you are gonna go back to your seat.
I'm working real slowly.
You start to hear like across the auditorium or whatever you guys inside would hear, like across the auditorium where you guys are seating, like a wave of screaming starts happening, like rippling through the audience.
Everybody's giving the wave.
Yeah, but it's not a happy scream. It's not a happy scream. It's starting to turn into pandemonium because as the screaming intensifies, people are just getting up and trying to run, and waiters are tackling people and stuff. It's getting ridiculous really quickly, like out of hand.
All right.
This is happening in a matter of moments. The screaming is like rippling across the entire thing, and it's just pandemonium. People, it's just like, it looks like all that fight is happening, and dignitaries are getting up and trying to leave. Waiters are like again tackling people and roughing them up and everything.
The waiters are dressed very specifically, right? They're easy to identify.
Yeah, like white coats and everything.
Okay, good.
Yeah. You see, waitstaff is trying to attack and bite these people. They look like the waitstaff might be vampires. Is what this is looking like to you.
See, are there different doors at different parts? Yeah, or is it just the one door?
There's different doors in a huge circle, basically.
Okay. I immediately turn, pull my pistol, try the lock, and kick the door open. Okay.
I'm going to shotgun the door immediately.
Are you at a door yet?
Yeah,
he's been at the door.
Been at the door. I'll go. Okay, guys, vampires. They're attacking everybody. Time to make the move, Mr. Romania. He's like, what the hell are you doing? Who are you talking to? Fuck. I'm sorry, Mr. Romania. I wasn't really going to buy property.
16 and a ghost.
You successfully shotgun the door, and the door just like bursts open, swings open on its hinges or whatever, and people start just immediately, humans, and just start running out, just like they almost tackle you, just trying to get out of the
room. Okay, so, I'll try and get out of there as quickly as possible.
So when I'm looking around, do I see anybody in a giant cage, completely blocked off from the vampires? Is that President Madagascar?
God damn it.
Sir, the lights went out because they're going to show a movie. Shut down everything!
Do it, Nina.
Do it makes you feel good.
Do it.
Makes you feel good, do it.
Yes. I am throwing it, I'm trying to get to the center of the room, and I'm going to throw it just up in the air there, and
hoping that
it kind of lands, okay. And it spreads everything out.
Okay, go ahead. I'd say it's a pretty good throw. Like, you throw it up into the air, it arcs up, it explodes, and it rains down. It's a huge room, so it does rain down on a lot of people, but it does seem to, like, stop some of the waitstaff for a minute, and they're, like, aware that something's burning them, and it hurts, but as far as, like, killing anything hasn't done anything, so...
But it does slow them down. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
If I rolled a grenade, because I have one grenade left, if I rolled a grenade to where the worst of the biting and attacking.
You'll be the concussion alone will
would knock people down.
I think that'd be yeah.
So once you get it, because there's a lot of humans that are trying to run out, you can't really run in because there's so many trying to get out.
Yeah.
You want like over their heads, kind of throw the grenade in there to where that pool of light was hitting and everything.
Yeah, and the thing is like, at the very least, we'll get those guys on the ground.
Give me your moves. Similar effect, you throw it in, it goes, and it, like, lands on the ground. It does go off. A lot of people are covered. Some vampires are, like, covered pretty good by it. Just, like, half their faces and stuff. So some of them fall to the ground in pain and start writhing around. So you do take out a couple. They're not dead, but...
Can we work our way... Like, can Mike and I start working our way in through the sea of people?
Like salmon.
Yeah, so I'll say you start... it started to clear up enough where you can start working your way
in. Popping out above them.
Back down. I move my way over to them. And
we have the guards come
pick
with
up.
Us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead and throw my slime tank.
Okay.
I'm gonna give a look around the room, see if I spot the forge.
It's hard because there's a lot of people you do see him. You do see him and Nina and
I'm sure
the pool's already like exit.
I heard the door, so I'm waving.
Yeah.
I'm gonna grab the guard with the proton pack and him. I'm pointing at him like, take this to him. Now.
Okay, so he's gonna run through.
I'm gonna grab the Romanian bastard by the head, I put his head on, I go, stay down, and I'm gonna jump over the seat to try to get to that guy.
Yeah, you would meet halfway.
Okay.
And he gives it to you.
Cool. I put it on.
I'm going to move kind of like LaForge was moving, like not worrying about running through aisles, like I'm running across tables or whatever. I'm going to get to the front from the stage. I'm just going to open the valve on my slime blower and just...
Yeah, you code a lot of people. I mean, like, this is pretty good. You feel like, okay, this is helping, because you're definitely coding a lot of people, and if they're slime, they ain't gonna be grabbed. So that definitely helped a lot.
So I use the walkie-talkie of the pool. Let the world know it's the Ghostbusters that's saving them. try to stay calm, try to exit the building.
Like, yeah, this is the Ghostbusters, please exit the building. Like,
say, this is Central Board of Ghostbusters. Everyone leave as fast and as safely as possible.
We will get everybody else.
It's already cover.
It's already pretty pandemonium in here, but go for it, yeah. So some people are kind of like, the people who haven't been affected just yet, but like they were scared by just the sheer panic of it, they are going to start moving to the exits and everything, but this is moving quickly.
Yeah.
This is very, very quickly, but yeah.
Okay, I have the security guard with me, right? He's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to say, hey man, tighten your collar, find people who've been bitten, get them out of here. Get them to and you just
call
take
an ambulance, I guess.
Yeah. No. They've been bitten by vampires. It's like we're gonna have to take a look at them. We can take care of them. Just try to get them all together. Try to get them, you know, safe. Let them know they will be okay.
Okay. He says yes. Got it. We're going. So they're gonna do what they can.
Okay.
I'll say probably because Mike has you got the goggles on and everything else. You do see a figure, like glowing figure, pretty because it matches the pattern of vampires as it was or whatever, because you're looking clearly the waitstaff is vampires. You can see that with the goggles now that you've opened up the door. You're seeing the strong one that would resemble the stronger vampire that you guys were following. He's moving through the crowd really fast.
You're like, hey guys, Speedy Gonzales moving through the crowd.
Okay. Adam sees him.
Okay. How close is he? Can I use run to catch him?
Yeah. If you use run, you try and get to him.
Whereabout is like LaForge in this situation? And like,
I'll say LaForge is across the auditorium from you.
Is he like kind of like running between us?
Yeah.
Like if I was to run and tackle him halfway, could I just push him in the direction of LaForge?
Yeah, or if you start running, LaForge might see that you're running and could just hopefully
continue. Okay, well, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to yell as make as much noise as I possibly can to point out that I see him.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So everyone can see.
So he starts running, like gets up on a table, jumps off a table, and just like running, like knocking over all the food and shit. No, yeah, basically, and he's just like, move out of the way, gang away! And you're gaining on this guy, and you're like pointing, like, LaForge, just yelling. You can see, so now you can spot him in the crowd.
Okay, so I see him?
You can see that he's kind of coming your way, so you're in position.
Okay.
Do I actually get to tackle him?
I scream.
You're like right on it.
I'm going to yell, clench those teeth, and I'm going to give him the hardest punch that I can. I'm going to spend 10 ground
points.
Yes!
Oh, I love these punches.
I'm just gonna full speed as much as I can. He swerves my direction. I'm just gonna put it in his mouth.
Knock his fangs out.
Yeah, knock his fangs out.
That's a good hit.
I mean, we've been looking for this guy the whole time.
No,
so.
Yeah. The crowd parts. He's still running full speed.
Mm-hmm.
Sees you winding up, tries to avoid, doesn't avoid, and just gets just like right. So he falls to the ground. Totally frazzled. Just like knocked him for a loop. He's not out, but he is like on his back.
Do we want to kill him?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to I don't know if we want him for questioning. I want to immediately take the dark magic generator. I'm going to put it into his mouth, and I'm just going to pull the trigger.
This dude's a strong dude, so like, I like to think that we at least surprised him.
No, most definitely. Okay. He is going to just roll out of the way, because he's quick. He's a vampire. So you come down, ready to go. He rolls out of the way. You shoot, and you hit the ground. But he's right there.
I scream on the walkie, we got him! I'm gonna shake my hand like, oh god!
Like
my
the Jackie Chan, you're just like,
ooh. I'm gonna move into position, jumping over desks and tables.
Okay. I'll say at this point, a lot of people are starting to leave, like, it's starting to empty out. I'll spend the right point. You can cut a line, like, through, like, just, like, sort of, like, leading up to him.
Yeah.
But it gets really, really close, but it does not hit. Again, the punch did help, but he is able to dodge that.
He did not get to his objective,
and he's also not getting away yet. Like you still have him around.
I'd like to move over there as well with this plan.
Okay, give me a move to make sure you can get there. Yeah. Okay. From there, it's a pretty good thing. I'll say that you're coming up from like behind.
Mm-hmm.
That would hit him from behind, because it's a huge swath of like you know like regular slime whatever. So you just like hit him from behind. It would sort of knock him forward, not onto the ground, but it definitely like throws him off balance. And he's being hit by this, and he starts to burn, and just like smoke starts coming off of him, and it's like very painful. So now he's definitely like stunned for a second. So he's right; he's not gonna do it for a second.
Okay, and I'm still up front on the stage.
Uh huh.
How far away are they?
Not that far away, because they're like I'll say they're in like the center of this auditorium.
Okay, when he gets slimed
and stunned.
Okay, I want to fire at Matt.
Okay, that holds him down. That's him to the ground, like that.
So yeah. No, I immediately just run up again. I'm going to try and shove the barrel down his throat and just kill him.
Okay.
Also, at this point, we need to kill him. I'm going to spend two brownie points.
Okay,
it's important.
Okay,
two. That's a good amount.
Now I have less than 20.
Dude, great roll. Other than
yeah,
that,
other than that, man, like good job.
24 and a ghost. So do I shoot my foot off?
No. Something a little more interesting can happen. You get up to him. He's on the ground, tied up in the slime tether. You get up over him, cock the thing. You're ready to go, but he'll do one thing.
Again.
I'll say what this is. You recognize what's happening. It's him attempting to control your mind.
Oh, fuck.
No, but dude, this was a terrible role for him.
Okay.
So you get over him, and he looks at you with, like, the vampire eyes and tries to do a thing, and you're resisting this because it's not enough. And
I'm mad.
Yeah, because you're mad, and it's not enough, and you have him down on the ground, so he's attempting to get you to move away, realizes it's not going to work because your minds are meeting or whatever, you're steadfast, he's about to be shot, and the last thing that you're getting from him mentally-wise was, it should have been mine. And then just... His head explodes.
Yeah. Was he the vampire?
Danik Leos?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So he was the guy in the sewer, he was the guy who had Briggs thing,
uh-huh.
And then
yeah.
we just took him out.
Out.
Third time's a charm.
Okay, yeah. The other waitstaff. Any reaction?
There's a couple. There's a couple of them are freaking out and like trying to run away. There's eight left inside this room, and they're seeing that, they're like... Time to go! And they're gonna try to leave.
I go,
what? You wait right there!
They point at him and go, hey! You get back here!
Are they across the auditorium from me?
Yeah, but the auditorium's empty of people at this point.
Cool! I'm gonna have Boson dart the shit out of those guards.
The guards who are helping people,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna point at the waitstaff to those guards and go, hey! And then oh, get them! Like, just
them.
Shoot stop them. Just stop them. All you have to do is stop them. We'll take care of them.
Yeah, that's a hit. You hit them, I'd say, would like take off like one of their legs and stuff. They're down. They're not dead, but they're down.
Good.
All right. Yeah. So I'm gonna Boson dart. Same thing.
Okay. Yeah. Just across the auditorium, takes off some arms and legs of these vampires. Like just cuts right through them, and they're down on the ground, wailing and screaming
mm-hmm.
in pain, but not dead, but not going anywhere.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you guys want to try and go over and execute? Or
yeah.
Talk
I just.
To one, or what do you want to do?
I do kind of want to. Don't kill them yet. I guess we're just standing there. I've got my pistol pointing towards one. He's got his shotgun pointing towards the other.
And they got their fangs glaring, and they're spitting insults in those different languages at you and everything. They're not
I was like, oh, it's adorable.
We'll just hold them here for now until... Yeah.
So
that's
exactly
it.
At Radio Pool, I ask him, I say, hey, do we have any more of those slime hypodermic needles?
Right. Do you actually have some in the van?
Sweet.
Sure. Like, you have, like, a bag. You probably have, like, 12 darts.
Okay. I'll say, anybody who all's been bit outside...
I'm gonna say 16 people have been bit for sure.
That's a lot. We should call an ambulance and see if we can't replicate the process again and make them these again.
We can if we call an ambulance. If they have hypodermic needles, we can just fill them with slime.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, so we should do that. Get them out of here immediately and tell them Ewan's been attacked.
Okay.
They probably have emergency.
That's true too. Yeah.
Things
on premises. Yeah.
So
I can use first aid.
Give me some first aid to see if you can stop some of these people from bleeding. I'm going to say you've helped at least six people stop them from bleeding or whatever, and the bite doesn't look quite as bad, so you're wondering if maybe if they're going to be affected or not.
Okay, we definitely need to get them all quarantined.
I mean, like, ambulances show up, fire trucks show up, the whole shebang. They're going to try and take care of these people, get them off into, like, a little clinic area that they have. You're going to just administer some of the slime darts, basically treat it as, like, a hypodermic needle, give it to some of these people. It will take some time to know how well it takes effect, but everything looks okay.
How do we find out what happened to the rest of the security guards?
They're going to have to start a search to figure out what happened to them. So what would you like to do? You want to talk to them?
Yeah, do they speak English?
With Mina there, you'll figure it out, yeah.
Okay. They regenerate.
It feels like part of their intent was to start converting, like, ambassadors and...
Basically, people of power so they can extend their influence. That's really what it was.
But, to what end?
While they're speculating, I'm going to write a note letting the skeletons know that their enemy should be leaderless now, and we would like an update on how things are going. Viva la Resistance.
And just toss it into the nearest gutter.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I'm just going to ask, what was their plan?
They're both a little wary, a little bit compliant. They're still, like, resisting a little bit, but yeah, what was the plan?
Shoot,
like, what
was in the shoulder.
Yeah, just like, what was the... Oh, okay.
It say blah after every sentence.
And every sentence of blah.
I'm not kidding, I shoot one of them in the shoulder.
Yeah. They're both in a lot of pain and everything like that. They're cursing a lot, but you ask what was the end game, like, what was the goal, or whatever, like, the one that you didn't shoot says that it was to spread the influence of their master and just take over so that they could reign.
I say,
Master's dead.
I say, is that Spot over there? Was that your master?
He was our master, but he's not the one that we're all following.
I said, I see.
Cute.
Where are the international Ghostbusters?
He just insults you, he doesn't say.
I shoot the other one in the head.
The one that's already in the shoulder?
Yep.
Yeah. That guy's dead. Pile of that.
I ask him, where is the one that you're following?
He at first doesn't answer, but if you go like you're going to shoot him again, which I'm assuming you
would. Yeah, absolutely.
Of course Adam would. He says, Shate. He sees that you're kind of like, what? He's like, English isn't his first language, but he's naming a place.
Is that a city? Is that a country?
He says it's a place.
A place.
What country is it in?
He doesn't say.
Okay, I just shoot him in the head.
Okay, then it's done, yeah. Because he's...
While recording, we can have Mr. Buck look up the name.
Okay.
I'm going to spend time calming everybody now.
Okay.
Letting them know that we're the Ghostbusters, we're here.
Yeah, I am...
In official capacity.
Is anyone around? Yeah. Like, everyone's obviously evacuated. Is there anybody?
There's people around. There's a lot of ambulance police. A lot of the ambassadors still milling about outside answering questions of the police. Some of the ambassadors who were bitten are still in the clinic. If you PKE them, it looks like they're going to be okay. Like, they were infected. But I mean, like, if Nina or Wall are going to, I'm just going to save you time from rolling. Just say that you PKE, they're low level, but it does look like that the slime will work, and because you caught it early, basically.
I'll make a beeline to the German ambassador, because he was pointed out to us, right?
Yeah, Adam talked to him.
Okay, so I'm going to make a beeline to him and say, hey man, we had some trouble in Munich recently, and the chief police told us we weren't allowed back in the city. Is there anything any way you could smooth that over for us?
He says definitely.
Okay, cool. That's all I wanted.
Mm-hmm. So the rest of it is just basically cleanup. Did you want to head back to...
Yeah, we'll head back to our safe house here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you send a video file?
I'll send...
what you got of the fight and everything.
Mr. Book, yeah.
Mr. Book should still be back in Munich, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's, subject, like, go ahead and have a look at this.
I'm assuming you're
the video is just us fighting nothing.
In the email, like... Awesome fight. I imagine when we kill something, instead of being invisible, it's just ash appears.
Basically, yeah. So you also want to talk to the New York branch?
Yeah.
Okay, because we'll say that when you talk to the New York branch, they're actually eager to talk to you because they got some information. I'll say it's Ray again. I'm assuming you update him on everything that's been happening.
Yeah.
Ray says, okay, we did that, we did a run on the name Danik Leos and run across the occult reference and everything else. We did see the name match up with a particularly notorious figure in European history. Are any of you familiar with Elizabeth Bathory?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. He apparently was one of her servants at one point, around the time that she was died held captive inside her castle after everything went bad.
And she bathed in blood.
Also, cross-referencing that mixed with what we know about her, we found some paintings of her. She has a ring that looks similar to what you described that Briggs is wearing.
Mm-hmm.
but different. It, like, you've shown us a picture. It's not the same ring, but it looks very similar.
In the same style?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I could use a cult for this, but I want to find out, basically, if the ring that she had had any kind of mythos around it about any powers that it gave her or special treatment it got.
Well, there's a lot of, nothing specifically about a ring that has powers, but definitely that a lot of rumors of powers that she had.
Okay.
Okay, and we ask them, we give them the name of that was on the recording.
They say Choctaki basically is the name of her castle.
So
and, we got a location on that.
Yeah, that's in Slovakia.
The ring looks similar to Elizabeth Bathory's, but it's not the ring that she had.
That's what they're saying, yeah. That's what they believe.
The ring that she had, was it her wedding ring?
We don't know. We can try looking into it. It's, that's a distinct possibility.
Oh, no.
Where did her husband die?
Her husband died in battle. I don't remember the exact... They might actually know... I don't know the exact country, but they would know.
Okay. Like that's...
But he did die in battle outside of home.
Okay. Well, we're going to do some research, and hopefully you guys will be able to get back to us soon.
Okay.
In the meantime, we'll be heading that way.
Yeah.
Okay. They can tell you straight up that it's actually a 3-hour drive from Vienna. It's like right across the border.
That's good. ASAP?
ASAP.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I mean, we're like getting on their tail, like right there.
Because at this point, they've been missing, the Ghostbusters have been missing for maybe 4 days, and every place you're visiting is like, oh, they were just here, basically, you know. Mm-hmm. So they say, okay, keep us updated. Let us know if you need anything. Call us anytime. Because this is obviously another big deal. We don't know what the overall plan here is.
So what we can do is we're taking both cars.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that in each car, what we should do is turn on our phones, turn on the GPS, leave it plugged into the car charger, and then share our location with the Google or whatever version of maps the New York Ghostbusters
just
use
to track you,
so that they can see where we are.
Okay.
If things go bad, that we're not going to be as lost to time as the European Ghostbusters.
Okay.
They'll know our last location.
And they're going to say, so you're heading into Slovakia, we're assuming.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes.
I guess I'll call Alicia Silver.
Felicia Silver?
Felicia Silver, sorry. And I'll let her know that we found Danek Leos or Leonardo Deneki.
This is obviously his fake name.
Yes,
yeah.
Same guy. So I'll let her know we found him. We took him out. He's not the leader, but there's somebody above him. We think it's Niemas. She could get in contact with Mr. Book. Let him know that the vampire the lead vampire, as far as we know, has been taken care of up to this point, but there's some stragglers probably.
Okay.
And
do you tell her where you're going?
Yeah, we're gonna go meet Elizabeth Bathory.
In Slovakia or whatever?
Yeah, in Slovakia.
Okay. So then you guys are, I guess you would say that, because you're on the phone with Ghostbusters as you get back to the safe house, so Felicia's there at the safe house talking with you guys. So at that point, if you're gonna, are you gonna like stay the night and leave in the morning, or are you just gonna go and meet?
Let's go. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Because at this point, it's like maybe 8, 9 o'clock at night.
So it's 3 hours away.
But again, does Cultivary's house have any connections or houses there?
She says she'll look into it, but if you guys want to start heading out, she'll call you, let you know.
Cool. Yeah.
Are you going to talk to Billy at all? Are you going to talk to anything else?
Yeah, let's call him, let him know where we're going.
Okay.
How's he doing?
Billy's doing fine. He's just like, if you call him, he's just like, yeah, man, I got it under control. It's all fine. It's kind of boring, but, you know, I realize that, and he realizes he can bounce back and forth between guy mode, wolf mode, at will. So he's cool. He's cool, man.
Well, if you are comfortable and you don't think you're gonna lose control, man, you can leave the firehouse anytime you want. Just the poo is gonna be hitting the fan here in a second. So
do you think a werewolf would be helpful?
How is he gonna get to Slovakia?
I mean,
in time?
I'm just saying.
It's honestly not that far.
I actually looked it up. It's actually like a 2-hour flight.
Okay. Well, let's say, hey, how do you? It's up to him.
Yeah.
We'll say we could use your help here in a little bit. We're going to Slovakia. How do you feel about
that? Do you want to kill some vampires?
He's like, freaking vampires? Are you kidding me? It's like,
are you out of your goddamn mind?
he's like, wasn't even sure that they existed, basically. But he's like, ah, what the hell? Why not? I'll try and get there. I mean, give me, you know, he's got your number, so he's like, I'll check out the airport, but I'll keep you guys updated.
Don't get frustrated with security.
No, I'm cool. He's got it under control. He feels like he has it under control.
You can show us your trick when you get here.
Yeah. Okay. Other than that, if you guys are gonna pack up, head to Slovakia overnight.
Yeah.
I'll stop it there for the night. You guys are on your way. So
cool.
Need a.
Went better than I was hoping.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is brought to you by a comic shop and the generous support of listeners like you.
That means we rely on you to keep us in business by telling a friend, reviewing us on iTunes, or by making a contribution in our monthly support drive.
And if you act now, you can take advantage of our special half-price service plan.
Whoa, hold on. Half price? Have we all gone mad?
I guess so, Wall, because that's not all. Tell them, LaForge.
Oh, you mean if you donate even $1, you get access to exclusive Nerdy Show content and cool perks?
That's right, and you can subscribe to All Nerdy Show Network podcast via the iTunes Store.
So don't wait another minute. Make your supernatural problem our supernatural problem.
If you'd like to report a spook, specter, or ghost, call us at 321-209-2020.
You can follow us or The Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks.
We're ready to believe you!
I just wanted to congratulate you all for saving the world countless times and to say that I'm very grateful that you conquer and slay ghosts. Have a nice day.
Ghostbusters! Hi, Ghostbusters. I'm feeling footsteps in my house and it's walking all up and down my back and I'm really scared.